Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting third. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Todd Cruz. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Walkenfuss. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Wagner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bruce Robbins. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wilson scores. White moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White scores. It's 2-0, Royals. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cowens moves to third. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wackenfuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive towards third. Terrell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0-for-1 in the game. Wathen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell takes first base on ball 4. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Royals, 2, Tigers, 2. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with split orf covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott strikes out. There goes Cowens. The throw from Parrish to second, and Cowens is out. Two outs. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0 for 2 in the game. Wathen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Terrell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 3, Tigers, 3. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz strikes out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Joaquin Fuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. John Joaquin Fuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Joaquin Fuss hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive towards the mound. Splittorff reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. McRae is hit by the pitch. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis bunts towards the mound. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. McRae moves to second. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a pop-up towards first. Joaquin Fuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for George Scott. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Steve Mingori now pitching. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wagner moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker bunts towards the mound. Mingori fields it and throws to first for the out. Wagner moves to third. LaFleur moves to second. One out. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemp is walked intentionally. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wagner tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington pinch hits for John Way then. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. One out. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Jerry Terrell. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Porter pinch hits for Todd Cruz. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Patek pinch runs for Daryl Porter. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.